Turbidity is cloudiness in the water. It can hide germs such as Giardia and make people sick. And every spring, turbidity becomes a problem in Salmon Creek. The reservoir belongs to Alaska Electric Light and Power and is used by the city and borough as a drinking water source. The water in Salmon Creek is not filtered and has to meet stringent standards. Turbidity is measured by an instrument called a nephelometer, and when the cloudiness reaches 1.49, Salmon Creek is shut off. Cindy Christian manages the compliance and engineering section of the state's drinking water program and knows municipal systems well.
So the system will automatically turn itself off to take water out of Salmon Creek if the turbidity is above 1.49 for 3 days, or if it goes above 4 NTU at any point.
NTU is a nephelometric turbidity unit.
The higher the turbidity, then the higher the potential that there could be pathogenic organisms in the water.
Runoff produces turbidity, and over Salmon Creek Dam's 100 years, sandy gravel has formed a delta around the lake. AEL&P's Scott Willis flew over the lake last week and describes little stream channels running through a large flat area.
That silty material is easily eroded, and we think that's where it picks up some silt and sediment and causes the higher turbidity in the springtime during runoff.
Salmon Creek is taken out of the city water system nearly every spring until the cloudiness settles and turbidity units fall.
It's not just that delta. It's as the snow melts, there's, you know, water flowing down the hillsides and picking up debris and things like that.
Turbidity only affects drinking water. It has nothing to do with power generation.
We keep Salmon Creek running all year long, and it's online right now.
Salmon Creek generates 5 to 7% of Juneau's hydroelectricity. About 45 miles south, Snettisham produces about 70%. Willis says the water levels in Snettisham's Long Lake and Crater Lake are above normal for this time of year.
There's more water in those lakes now than there was, you know, in the last 5 years.
Lake Dorothy is smaller than the Snettisham lakes. Willis, who is vice president of generation for the power company, says Lake Dorothy is right where he wants it.
I like to pull it down a little bit harder, and so it's in a good spot right now. It's at its low point, but it's not unreasonably low by any means.
Until it's needed in town, Lake Dorothy sells electricity to Juneau's interruptible customers, including Hecla Greens Creek Mine on Admiralty Island and some cruise ships. Willis watches water levels every day. He says January's warm and wet weather brought those levels up.
The precipitation that was stored as snow on the hillsides, at least at the lower elevations, melted off and ran into the lakes. Lakes actually jumped up in January.
And there's not much snowpack left.
I'm looking real good now when I look at the chart on my wall and see where the lake is. If we have a wonderful, glorious, beautiful summer in July and August, I'll be worried.
And when levels are low in AEL&P lakes, the company must supplement its hydroelectricity with diesel fuel. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.